This is the Andy George Leadership Podcast, a podcast all about helping you reach your potential, define your purpose, and live with passion. For more content and more information, please visit andygeorgecoaching.com. Also, be sure to subscribe, like, comment, and share this episode.
Woo! All right, we're here. Episode 23.
We are here. We made it.
The Andy 23? George
made
Leadership
it to 23.
Podcast. What's right. up, everybody? Yeah. My name is Tyler. I'm here with Jamie.
What's up?
And of course, the man, the legend himself, Andy George.
In my own mind, absolutely. Yes. Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, it's amazing that we're already on episode 23.
It is. Amazing.
Yeah.
No stopping in sight. Full steam ahead.
The journey to 100. That's where we're going.
Right. 100 will be a mile marker for us. That's
right.
For sure.
Okay. Absolutely.
All that's
right.
for sure.
Yeah, so it's great to kick off this episode. Andy, I know we've got some upcoming events that you want to make some more listeners aware of.
That's right. So listen, if you are listening right now and if you are in the Raleigh, Durham, Triangle area, I want to personally invite you to come join me for the John Maxwell Live to Lead event. Now, this is a John Maxwell and a team of world-class speakers out of Atlanta, Georgia, and our friends at Crossroads Fellowship in North Raleigh are our host site for this event. And so you can go to andygeorgecoaching.com for more information about the event. But we have a really quick clip from last year's event to give you a little taste of the kind of quality of leadership you're going to get. So let's go ahead and play that now.
What I'm talking about is having the willingness, the ability to make positive changes in your life as a leader and in the life of the organization, the company, the group that you lead. If you make the right kind of a change, a right kind of a shift, you're going to become better because of as a leader, and the people around you are going to become better because of that.
Man, awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds so good. I know every time I've heard a teaching from John, it's always good. I always walk away with something. So
absolutely. And the speakers he has this year are going to be top notch as well.
Yeah, man.
Major speakers, authors, world-class speakers, former business owners. So if you have a business, if you lead a team, if you're just an individual, come on out. It's very inexpensive. You can get all the information once again at andygeorgecoaching.com.
Cool.
And if you're watching this on YouTube Live, we'll put a link down below as well for all that. And if you're listening on podcasts, there'll also be a link down below.
And I mean, the real reason you should come,
there it is.
You'll get to meet Jamie. She'll be
you
helping
get to meet
host.
Jamie.
You'll get to meet all of us, but Jamie will be helping
a host. Jamie's the best assistant in the world.
Aww.
How you doing, Jamie?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
So good.
Doing good.
So good.
Doing good.
All right. Yep. I think it's about that time for us to jump into
episode 23.
Our conversation.
Episode 23.
23.
77 away from the mile marker.
77 away. But we'll get there by Christmas.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know.
We just said that, so we gotta do it now.
That's a lot of podcasting.
But no, today we're talking about character
we
and
are.
Why that is important for a leader. So Andy, why do we pick to talk about character today? Why is it important? Why should we talk about it?
Yeah, so quite honestly, the reality of leading yourself is always the biggest challenge, right? So the biggest challenge that I have, the biggest challenge that you have, Jamie and Tyler and everybody listening and watching, is not necessarily leading the team.
Mm-hmm.
It's not coming up with projects or goals or visions, although that's all part of it. Truly, the first initial challenge is how do I lead myself well?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that lead with good integrity. There's some people lead with bad integrity and everything in between. And your character, see, your character is something that nobody can take from you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else should be able to change it. Mm-hmm. So you leading yourself well and leading with good character, how to lead with character is highly important in leading efficiently
mm-hmm.
and leading with integrity. And leading a team that's going to want to follow you, right? So if you're leading people, you want to follow somebody. I mean, right, Jamie? You don't want to follow somebody that lacks integrity, lacks character, right? It just creates a unhealthy environment.
Totally.
And,
so that's why this is so important.
Yeah, I think it's really good. I think usually as leaders, it's easy for us to kind of look at our team. And even just as people to, you know, in relationships too, you can look at what other people need to focus on and fix about themselves.
Isn't that easy? Isn't that funny how that always works?
It's so much easier to look at others and be like, here's what's wrong with you guys. That's Let me tell you how to fix
yourself.
This
yourselves. Is what's wrong with the world.
But this is about kind of taking a look at yourself.
Always hard.
In your heart and what's going on inside you. Yeah. Yep. So I'm really excited to talk about this today.
Yeah.
So I know you were talking with me yesterday about one of the things that you can gain when you have a character, when you're a leader with character, you gain this one vital thing from your team. So what was that that you were telling me about?
Yeah, it's one word, and that word is massively important in leadership, and that word is trust.
Mm-hmm.
When you lead with good character, it absolutely builds strong trust. So good character builds strong trust. It's massive. You have to have trust. People who follow you want to trust you. They want to trust that when you say, this is what we're going to do, and this is where we're going to go, and this is how we're going to do it, you want your team to say, okay, I believe them. I trust them. When you have a team that does not trust the leader, it just leads to toxicity all throughout the team. It leads to unhealthy organizations, and ultimately leads to a breakdown in communication, a breakdown in trust factor. All this stuff breaks down thereby. So building strong trust is massively important when it comes to character.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's so good. That's so good. And you told me about four dimensions that you can kind of really should focus on and embrace on if you're going to be a leader who's going to pursue character and kind of really develop this in your life. So you want to walk some people through those four dimensions of
absolutely. Character. This is very important. And here's why this is important, because so much of leadership relies on our good character, and our trust is created through it. Our talent is protected by it, and really peace is fostered by it. So to understand these four dimensions of character is highly important. But before we jump into the four dimensions, I have a question for both of you. I know, Jamie, you love when I ask questions.
I love questions.
I love it. So here's just a good question. It's more of a reflective question, but if you have an answer, I'd love to hear it. So think of someone that you trust the most, right? Just get that person in your mind. And if you're listening right now or watching right now, just get into your mind somebody that you trust the most. And I want you to think about that and reflect on it as we're talking about these dimensions. But here's the question. You don't have to necessarily answer it unless you really want to. What makes them so trustworthy? So think about somebody you trust the most. What makes them so trustworthy? Everybody have somebody? You got somebody?
I've got somebody.
All right. Do you know what makes them trustworthy? You want to share?
So it's my husband.
Okay.
And I think it's two parts for me. One is, and this is something I've said before is important to me, be someone who does what you say you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And he's that person. Like he just follows through with what he says he's going to do. And the second is that I just know he's always going to have my back.
Yep.
He's always going to have my back. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the number
huge.
One.
Huge. Yeah. What about you, Talia?
Those are honestly two things that are coming to my mind too. Yeah. I want to trust somebody. They're going to do what they're going to say. And I want to know they're always going to have my back and, you know, have some of my interests, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's so, and it makes you feel good when you know you got somebody that has your back, that has your corner, somebody on your team that when you give a project to, when you give an assignment to, when you're brainstorming together, and you just know that on that team, that when you leave that room, things are going to happen.
Because
you trust them. You trust.
You
they're not going to let you down. Yeah. They trust, you trust your team. They trust you. They trust your leadership. So, all right, let's talk about the four dimensions of leadership real quickly when it comes to character. The first one, and I think it's probably the most important, is being an authentic leader. So to have good character, in order to build trust, you have to be authentic. And, you could probably define authenticity in a lot of different ways. But I think at the end of the day, it's just being who you say you are. It's just being normal, just being you.
Yeah.
Don't put on the fakeness. Right? Being fake is, we all know fake people. You can spot them a mile away when they say something to you. You just know, all right, this person's not legit. They're fake all the way through. You can't trust them. So being an authentic leader is so very, very important when it comes to this. I think the next one is this. The next one on the four dimensions of character is going to be self-management. Self-management. I think that's a big one. And it's one that we might not talk about a lot, but self-management is very important when it comes to character. And self-management, literally, it is what it says it is. It's being able to manage the things that you do well, having good self-awareness, good self-management, being able to stick to your schedule, what you're going to do. There's a great quote, and I want to read this quote for both of you, because Tyler, you are in your 20s, and Jamie, you are in your 30s. And what do you think I was going
to
say?
Oh, I don't know. There's sometimes you like to make a joke around my
age. That you're like 43, 44, something like that?
Yeah.
No, Jamie's in her 30s, Tyler's in his 20s, and I am in my 40s. So we got three decades
here.
We're
all represented.
Represented.
I only got one more year of my 20s too, man.
One more year.
I know.
One more year.
We'll have to replace you.
And then it's downhill from there.
So I'm a Gen Xer. That's my generation, Gen X. I think I was the last Gen X. I was one of the last Gen X years in 74. You're a millennial,
right,
Tyler? And what are you? Are you a millennial? Are you a millennial as well?
I think I fall into this weird, very short.
I think you're the forgotten generation.
I am. I am. We're like kind of millennials and kind of what's the next one?
Well, is it Gen Y? Gen Y? Gen X then Gen Y? I think it was after.
It might be. I feel like Gen X gets forgotten sometimes. You hear about the boomers. Yeah. And then you hear about millennials.
Well, the boomers, everybody says that boomers are like one of the greatest generations of all time.
Yeah. Right.
And then you got Gen X that was, you know, we just really
like the middle child.
We like the 80s, right? Just anything you think about the 80s, just that's what it is.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff right there. So here's a quote from Ruth Haley Barton. I honestly don't know who that is, but I love this quote.
Hey.
So here it goes. We set young leaders up for a fall if we encourage them to envision what they can do before they consider the kind of person they should be. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read it one more time for our listeners. We set young leaders up for a fall if we encourage them to envision what they can do before they consider the kind of person they should be. So Tyler, as our local professional millennial on this podcast, how does that translate to you? What do you think about? What are your thoughts on that statement?
Man, it really resonates with me, and it's funny. There was a movie quote, another quote popped into my mind that might not kind of rely to this, but it kind of made me think about that quote from the old Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies, kind of the idea like that with great power comes great responsibility. Uh-huh. Kind of like thinking about, you might be able to do all these things, but the idea of what kind of person should you be kind of makes you think about, okay, but what how should I use these things, or what should I do with this power or influence? So that's where it kind of took me, which I think is really a really important thing.
Interesting. Jamie, any thoughts on that from our local 30-year-old mid upper 30-year-old?
You had to go mid upper. I like when you just said our local 30-year-old. I could have stayed there. So I heard that as it's so important to discover who you are, because that sets the foundation.
That's really good.
I mean, that's going to then drive how and why you're making the decisions you're making. Started with
that's
that foundation.
Good.
Thanks.
Sets the foundation for really what you're going to do.
Yeah.
By understanding who you are.
Yeah, because then that's driving how you're making all of those other decisions of what you can do and what, you know.
Did you notice how our millennial just went to a movie quote of Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Hey, I may have just watched that pretty recently. So it was fresh in my mind. And arguably one of the greatest movie quotes of all time.
It really
is.
It very much is.
Such a good one. Yeah.
So I think when it comes to the second dimension on self-management, that we've got to do a good job at helping people realize really who they are first before what they're going to do. And I think some of that has to do with our identity, because if we're not careful, our identity gets wrapped up in what we do instead of who we are. So for people watching or listening, and even for us at times, it's real easy to get your identity wrapped up in I am a professional, or I am this, or I'm a stay-at-home parent, or I'm a CEO, or I'm an athlete, or whatever it is, I'm a student. And if we're not careful, that identity gets wrapped up in that. But what happens when that gets taken away? What happens when there's no more job? Or what happens when your career in sports is done? What happens when, you know, you just get in a different phase of life? Yeah. All of a sudden now your identity that has been so wrapped up in that, now you have no identity. And now you're left squandering and wondering what you're going to do and kind of wandering. So that's why I think, and I like, Jamie, what you said about it's the foundational piece of it, that you get foundational first in who you are. And then the shift to Tyler's quotes, that then when you get power, right, and you have responsibility with that power, you're operating out of your own self-care, self-management, self-character at a high level. So I think that's very, very important. All right, so the third one is this. The third dimension of character is humility. So I'd be interested to know how you both define humility.
You know, I usually think about it in the terms of, well, it's the opposite of pride,
right?
Or
right.
The opposite of ego. I don't know. What do you think, Jamie?
I think this is a really tough one, because I think you just kind of innately know what it means. But there's also like false humility.
I hate false humility.
Right. So I was
that's one of the worst leadership gifts that people have.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. False humility.
It's one of those and it's not that, humility.
You know, I think at the end of the day, humility is simply one simple definition would be putting others before yourself. Being a servant leader. So if you think of it in that context, what really humility is you're putting people before you. And one of the best leadership qualities you can have is to be a servant leader. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to one of the whole purposes of why we launched this channel, why we have podcasts, why we're doing this. It is to add value to people.
Right.
So if you take the posture as a leader that my desire is to add value to my team, my desire is to serve my team, my desire is to serve my fellow mankind, humankind, my desire is to serve my community, right? Out of that, that's humility coming out of that. And once again, if we're not careful, it turns ugly real quick. We can have false humility about, you know, oh, no, I'm not really that great. But, you know, you really want people to acknowledge what you've done. So humility is vastly important. All right, number four, the fourth dimension is courage. You got to have courage. In order to have character, you've got to have courage. And I think courage is in a couple of different veins of thought. And I want to spend just a few minutes on courage here because I think there's two ways to look at courage. One, it is having the courage to lead with integrity in a world without integrity. So I think people have to have the courage to do that because it's it's easy to do business and do life like everybody else is doing it. And a lot of people aren't doing it well at all.
Yeah.
You know, people are filled with pride and ego and greed and selfishness. We see it happen everywhere. So to be the leader who has integrity sometimes takes courage. It sometimes takes courage to not do what everybody else is going to do and not do business the way everybody else is going to do business, but to do business at the end of the day when you can put your head on your pillow and feel good about yourself. That takes courage. But it also takes courage to deal with adversity. So there's that side of it of just having the courage to lead with character. There's the other side of it that has to do with having courage to lead through adversity. And adversity is a very good teacher. It's a good teacher. And I want to share just a few things about adversity and how adversity really shapes our character. The first one is this, is to realize that failure is not final.
Oh, wow.
That's very important. Yeah. Right? It's very important to realize because everybody's going to fail.
Ooh, that's good.
Everybody's going to fail. You're going to try something, you're going to fail, you're going to try to lead, and you're going to fail. But you got to realize that that failure is not fatal. It's not final, that you're going to survive through it on the other side. So, so to have good character means you have to have courage for the times when you might feel like you're failing. The other time is to realize that life still goes on, that there is life outside of what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
Right. So to have the courage to actually have a life, you know, have a life outside of your work, outside of your business, outside of your community. And I think that another area is that it really develops our skills. When we go through adversity, it sharpens our skills. For example, here's a really good skill, conflict management, to deal with conflict, not to avoid conflict, not to run from conflict, but how do you actually have healthy conflict? And you don't really get that until you've been through conflict.
Yeah.
And if you're too afraid to, if you don't have the courage to deal with it, you're never going to learn through it. Another one, and I think this is a very important one that's probably very true for most people, is through adversity, you're going to realize how to not lead, how to not lead, because you're going to see very bad leaders.
Yeah.
So when you lead through adversity and you see how people are leading in an unhealthy way, you got to take note of that and learn from that. And so you learn what not to do. You learn what not to do. You learn how to actually treat people and not treat people. I think in one of our last episodes, we talked about not treating people like a cog in a wheel. Don't treat somebody just like an employee, but to treat somebody with respect and honor. And I think that those things there. So, but I think all that takes courage. It takes courage to just do what you do. And frankly, some of you watching or listening to this podcast, it's a courage for you just to get up this morning and go to work because maybe you're in an unhealthy work environment. And that takes courage to do that and go to work and still maintain your character. So there you go. Those are the four dimensions of character: being an authentic leader, self-management, humility, and with courage. I think those are very important.
Yeah, man, that's really good. I know I'm going to walk away with those four things and really be focusing on those. And I got a lot to take away from that. And I know we've got one third point that I wanted to have you kind of share with our listeners. And you were telling me about how at the start of this, we were talking about focusing on your kind of your inside as a leader, of just focusing on what's going on inside you. And you told me that character makes you bigger on the inside than on the outside.
That's right.
That a lot of times we focus on the external and the outside of leadership and being a leader. So kind of explain what you mean by that.
To some of our listeners. And that's a great statement, that having good character, building that good character really does make you stronger and bigger internally than it does on the outside. So people who focus just on the outside, they're focusing on the appearance of. So they try to make themselves seem more relevant, seem more more important than maybe they really are. Mm-hmm. Where the people who are strong on the inside, it's because their character is strong. So here's a way to think about it. You have an inner voice, right? Everybody has an inner voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your inner voice is constantly speaking to you to try to either have you do good or have you do bad or have you lead in a certain way. And so the inner voice wants to make you bigger on the inside. That's that inner voice that's out of there. The outer voice coming from the outside in wants to make you bigger on the outside. So everybody should have an inner voice, a healthy inner voice that says it's more important to have good character on the inside. There's the outer voice from all the other angles of life, from all other people that are trying to make things bigger on the outside. And really what it comes down to is whatever voice you're going to listen to.
Hmm.
Right? It's kind of the old analogy of there's two dogs, right? And it's whatever one you feed the most is going to win.
Yeah.
It's the same idea that you have these thoughts internally, you have the external pressures, and whatever one you listen to. So the outer voice encourages you to appear bigger on the outside. It's the appearance of things, and often at the expense of who you are at the inside.
Hmm.
So that's really what's important about this statement, is don't give up who you are character-wise on the inside for the appearance of being better on the outside.
Yeah. What might be some signs for a leader that they're focusing too much on the external instead of the internal? Like, what might be some of those symptoms, like if you're all focused on at external?
Yeah, I think a couple of the simple immediate signs would be that things are setting you off that shouldn't set you off. So if you're focused on how you look on the outside, if something fails or if something falls apart or if a team member doesn't represent you well, you go from zero to very frustrated, very angry, very quickly. Because it's all about the look, right? It's all about how we look. And I'm not talking about the importance of the small things. I think it's very important to have small details. That's very important. I'm talking about, you know, so you didn't hit the mark or somebody didn't do something or you maybe failed at something and you lose it. I think that's a big sign that it's more on the outside than the inside. I think the other thing, another sign would be that you are compromising your morals externally. So maybe you're joining in with people who are doing things that you know is morally wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And you're so worried about, listen, here's the deal, right? We've all been to high school. I went to public school in Niagara Falls. You went to public school in Texas, public school. Did you go to public school, Jamie?
I did.
You went to, in California, right? So we got three different states here represented, all public school.
East Coast, West Coast,
Middle Coast, you know, all this stuff, right? It's the middle school cafeteria thing.
Yeah.
Right? So think about your middle school, high school years, and think about when I grew up in the 80s, our cafeteria was extremely broken down by your peer groups.
Yeah.
So we had what we had like the stoner table over here. Mm-hmm. We had the athlete table over here. We had at the time, you know, the nerd table over here.
Let's
the
talk
jock
about where you
here.
Sat, Andy.
Please.
I sat with everybody.
Good answer.
I sat with everybody. So, but there was pressure. There's pressure in school to act a certain way to fit in.
Yeah.
Guess what? That doesn't change the older you get. It just looks differently.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So just think of the same feelings that you have of those pressures to fit in when you're in your molding years, those influential years as a teenager. And as an adult, you got the same pressures. Mm-hmm. Everybody in work's doing this. So if I don't do it, I'm going to feel like I'm on the outside. So even if I don't like what they're doing, I'm going to be tempted to do that because it's going to make me fit in. Yeah. It doesn't change. It honestly doesn't change.
Yeah.
The way people do business, the way they operate their business, the way that they, you know, run their families or their marriages. If our eyes are on what's happening with everybody else, the tendency is to really lose my own character in order just to fit in. So I think those are all signs. And so all those signs of the peer pressure, the feeling left out, the changing your natural character, changing your behavior, changing your natural behavioral bent of personality to match in, losing your patience, losing temper. I think all those things kind of point that there's probably something externally that's causing an inward change, and it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Man, well, this has been such a good conversation. I think we're coming up on the end of our time together, but I just wanted to do a little bit of recap for all of our listeners. We talked about character and why that's important and how character can build and can win you trust with your team. And then we talked through the four dimensions of character, of being an authentic leader, of being able to self-manage yourself, of having humility and courage. And then, I love this last point about how our tendency is to focus on the external, but focusing on character can actually build up kind of leaders, us as leaders on the inside, and how that is so much more important. So, Andy, thanks for taking some time to
Absolutely.
Talk to us with us today.
Yes, and, very important.
Yeah. So good. So if you were listening with us, be sure to subscribe to this podcast, turn on notifications, and we would really appreciate a 5-star rating as well. So we are That's looking right. forward to joining you again. We'll talk
Episode
to you guys soon.
Episode 24, coming soon.
Coming soon.
Thanks, everybody.